Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Another exciting edition of Radio Law Talk. And for those of you listening along that are regular tuners in, boy, that's not even grammatically correct, is it? Yeah, everybody's going to say, but that doesn't sound like Fred's voice. I'm Todd Kunin filling in for Fred. He is on assignment. So I got the big chair, and to my right, in the usual position of prominence, authority, and looks like she's loading the scorn gun to cast me a 3 hours worth of condescending looks. Denise, how are you today?
I am good. I'm good. I'm not condescending.
Look, it was the only thing that could come up. Look, it's going to happen. I'm going to say something that's going to get the look like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you still in the eighth grade? And I just know it's going to happen. And you know, I'm preparing for it.
Okay.
I wore my flak jacket just in case. How was your week, Denise?
My week was good. Busy. Really, I had a busy week.
Yeah. Yep. So did I. And really, as we look out the windows at our palatial studios here, This is California, right? I mean, 39 degrees on my temperature at the car coming over to the studio this morning. I had to remind myself I was in California.
Yep, and in my lovely home, where normally it's 110 degrees in the summertime, we had 33 degrees and 6 inches of snow. Couldn't get out of my house to do my show on Friday. Had to stay in there, dig myself out. And then the freeways, of course, no plows, no nothing. I mean, we know nothing about snow in the valley of Northern California. In the mountains, we got it down pretty well. But in the valley, forget about it. You know,
but you can't go over 50.
No, bring your own
or
shovel.
80, I mean, they won't let you go over 80. 80 and 50, close it down.
Reno, Tahoe, those places are all shut down. So we've been blessed with a lot of moisture. And boy, do we need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the smooth melodic voice that you just heard there is none other than our producer, Cal Hunter. Cal Chewbacca Hunter. Did you see there was a video going around TikTok? And it was the caption was, "She lost the bet." And it was a woman in a gurney, she's pregnant, she's going through labor, but the bet was, whatever it was, she had to wear that Chewbacca mask that made this sound so every time you... So she was wearing it. My guess is the video did not go on for, you know, to save his own life, whoever was taking the video probably didn't let that go on for 15 seconds or more. But for those 15 seconds, it was...
Hilarity on the gurney, huh? Sorry I missed it.
Yes, it's radio interesting video talk. And we've got a lot to talk about today. Denise, over the course of the week, I know you were busy, but did you have a chance to catch any of the Murdaugh testimony or recaps?
Of course.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my. Last week we had some takes. I had some takes that... I thought some things as far as strategy were concerned, and we'll talk about that because, well...
Went way beyond that.
Went way beyond that.
And the basic question, is this about evidence or lawyering? I'm sure that will all come up.
Both.
Because I say, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. You know...
It's not about facts. It's about evidence and lawyering.
That's right. And that's where, in a case like this, in a criminal case, especially... Well, we'll talk. I don't want to give too much away, but it's a common theme for me in every prosecution case. What do I usually at some point in time say? I say, you know, the prosecution has to be careful about getting what they're asking for or what they're doing, because preserving the integrity of the conviction should always be paramount, right? If they get one. Well, we'll talk about how that is maybe going to be adversely affected by some actions. Let's see, what else do we have on tap? Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of an inmate in Arizona on death row. That was one. Let's see, another, you know, an Alex Baldwin case, Alec Baldwin, the Rust case, an interesting development as far as one of the enhancements being dropped in the criminal case. A case out of the state of Texas, and I'm sure we're going to have some differences of opinion here. I'm almost positive a difference of opinion between me and the guy behind the glass, Cal, on the case of the bartender in Texas being criminally charged for over-serving somebody who later got into drove drunk, got into an accident that resulted in the death of at least one person that was in the vehicle that he hit. So some interesting opinions. Boy, what starts with a W and rhymes with Einstein? Weinstein, Harvey, what do we got there? We got a case update with Mr. Weinstein. Is that
yeah,
right?
The results from the California case.
That's right. He was convicted. I'm a little bit of a head scratcher as to how the judge got to the ultimate length of imprisonment for that. I can't quite figure that one out. But then again, you know,
what do you know?
Well, what do I know? That question has plagued mankind since the beginning of time. Well, we got a bunch of others case out of the Supreme Court that could shape how online platforms like Twitter and stuff move forward and what exemptions they currently enjoy that they may not move moving forward, depending on how the Supreme Court rules and stuff.
We got an update on Elizabeth Holmes.
That's right. You know,
a big one.
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
Well, less than 10 pounds.
Well, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
We have an update that has the measurement in ounces associated with it. Okay.
Although the child is doing well.
But, you know, look, the real reason why people tune into Radio Law Talk, which is for entertainment value, sometimes informative, but the real reason is for case or no case. Hey, Cal, I think
now
we have enough time
to play case or no case.
Yeah, Todd, thank you. I didn't mean to jump in there. We're going to set this up. The place is Mobile, Alabama, February 2017. There was a homicide. Anxious to break the case and make a name for himself, new officer Raymond Big Roy Nielsen decided to try and outsmart the main suspect. So Roy posed as the suspect's attorney from the public defender's office while he was in his uniform and while the accused was still in the back seat of the car. The suspect played it cool and did not say anything, but when Big Roy's supervisors got wind of what he had done, they suspended him on the spot 90 days without pay. After the suspension, Big Roy thought, "You guys treated me badly. I just wanted to break the case. Isn't that what a cop's job is?" So two questions. One, case or no case. And number two, had Big Roy been able to get the suspect to speak, would that have been admissible in court? So, Todd, let's start with you on this case or no case about Big Roy, the public defender boy.
Oh, my good heavens. So I don't know. You were giving the factual scenario. And when I heard police officer posed as the suspect's attorney,
yeah,
my first thought was, oh brother, please tell me this is not true, because that is just that's bad. That is bad. And I'm looking up here. We take our break here in about a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say what I think at this time. I'll do a little analysis here before we go into the break. The right to counsel is protected by the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent, right to have an attorney present during all questioning. And courts really seem to frown on law enforcement when they encroach on that right, because it's a bedrock to our criminal justice system. So, with that, we're going to head into a break, and we'll give you the answers, our answers, to case or no case when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The show will continue in just a little bit.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're back in the middle of, yeah, it's early. The caffeine from the Diet Coke hasn't kicked in yet. We're in the middle of Case or No Case, and Cal has once again reached deep into his bag of tricks to present us with the case. The case is about a law enforcement officer that has a suspect, right? A suspect in the back of the patrol car?
Yep.
And then the law enforcement goes and sits either in the back of the patrol. Does he sit in the back of the patrol car or the front seat?
He sits in the front seat and says, you can talk to me. I'm also work for the public defender's office.
Okay. And so he...
So tell me what happened here.
Right. All right. Because did he... Just a this is a technical note here. Did he say, I work for the public defender's office?
Or also.
Did he, hold on. Or did he say, I also work for the PD's office?
Oh, good question. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Because
police department, public defender.
There's
good one, Todd.
There's a little bit of gamesmanship. I think it's unethical, but I've heard it happening somebody is at a public defender clearly stands for, or PD clearly stands for public defender. So if you say, look, I work with the PD's office, and you're talking to somebody that you know is a career criminal, they know what PD means, and they think it's public defender. And the cops can say, yeah, PD, I meant police department. But defense investigators do the same thing. They'll call up and they say, yeah, I'm an investigator with the DA. And what do you, defense attorney. to try to get people to talk, and because, yeah, it's shady stuff.
But, so they're not above lying, I guess, is what you're saying.
Well, it's
it doesn't matter if they do.
Yeah, that's right.
They can use trickery to try to get an admission.
Chicanery, as it were.
That is correct.
So what do you think?
So in this case,
did Big Roy have a case in trying to come back at the department for suspending him for 90 days' pay? He said, I want my money back. I want my money.
I think the only reason he would have had a case against the department is if they failed to comply with their progressive discipline policies. If there was a policy in the department that if you did something that impugned your integrity or violated protocol or did something like that, you're entitled to a civil service hearing, not just this arbitrarily imposed, boom, you suspended 90 days, no pay, you're done. Right. I think that he would have been entitled to some sort of due process working for a public agency that would have allowed that. Now, to your next question, if he had gotten a statement, would that have been admissible? And my answer is maybe.
Oh.
And because here's the thing, would it be admissible in the prosecution's case in chief? I think absolutely not. Absolutely not. Statements taken in violation of Miranda, in violation of somebody's right to an attorney or right to remain silent, they would be punted. But there's a caveat to that.
Which is,
unless the defendant takes the stand and testifies, and then you can use those statements for impeachment value.
Oh, got it.
So, would they be? It depends on if the defendant takes a stand. And because of all this, I say... This is not a case.
Okay, Denise, what do you think about this?
Boy, that was a lot of blow there, guys.
Are you kidding me? My word, yeah.
Whoa. The room is full of steam.
Like the Northern California windstorm we're going through.
Yes. I'm going to go so far as to say this isn't even a scenario.
Really?
I think this is totally made up by you.
Something you saw on TV.
Yeah, I don't think it was something you saw on TV even. I think he fell asleep and had a bad dream about something that occurred to him when he was, you know, almost a majority.
Well, years ago, I was a suspect. No, okay. So
we're both going no case, right?
It's a no case.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that if, in fact, he had elicited information from the defendant, and I'm just going to say something different than Todd, just for fun.
Okay.
That it would not be admissible because it would be akin to the fruit of a poisonous tree where he did not have subpoena power, did not have a warrant, did not have what he needed to have to actually get information from him, and it went too far for him to pretend to be his attorney.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
Todd's getting nervous. He's thinking points, points, points. Guess what, Todd?
What?
You and Denise are correct. Except, were I an ornery adjudicator, I would deduct a point from Denise because this actually happened. This is a true scenario, but it was not a case. He didn't sue anybody. He just got more training. They said, you know, Roy, we're glad you came up through the Explorer program. You've either got to go to the academy or get your... I mean, there are a lot of guys that come into especially smaller PDs by just working in the Explorer program, and they get hired, and then they gradually train him. They said Roy was undertrained and that it wouldn't happen again, Your Honor. We're sorry.
So what's the ultimate question?
No.
That it would not come in?
That's why they beat him up so badly. They said you can't put our case in jeopardy by breaking the standards of judicial.
So do I get another point for that?
No, because I didn't take away the other one.
Oh.
I think that we would both be correct in the sense that it wouldn't come in, again, unless the defendant took the stand.
Yeah.
And then you can use it to impeach the statement, because the courts have ruled that a violation does not give carte blanche for the defendant to then lie.
So you each get your 2 points, and next hour, you know how you people order stuff at Walmart, and you pick it up out in the parking lot and all that?
Yes.
Our next case, centers around that activity and how a Walmart employee got bent out of shape about it. We'll explain what their complaint was and what they decided to take to court, if in fact they did, coming up on our next Case or No Case, which comes up next hour on Radio Law Talk. And that's Case or No Case.
Sounds good. One last thing. I know we're going into the break, but I'm curious, because that was a real scenario for that Case or No Case. There's a thing called Brady material, which is if an officer engages in some sort of wrongdoing that affects their moral character like that, impersonating an attorney might qualify. I'm
super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254.
USA News Update. The effects of a huge winter storm is still being felt across the USA. It is bringing snow to parts of Southern California for the first time in years. The first blizzard warning ever issued by San Diego's Office of the National Weather Service is in effect through today. The mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties are under blizzard warnings for the first time in over 30 years. This comes after a flash flood warning expired this morning following relentless rains. Drivers tell KTLA they were stuck and had to abandon their vehicles in the rising waters.
We're just driving and the car stopped.
On the other side of the country, over a 500,000 homes and businesses in Michigan are still in the dark, and state officials are warning the power may not come back on until tomorrow. Turkey is dealing with yet another earthquake. A magnitude 5.5 quake struck today in central Turkey. The country has already seen a ton of damage and thousands of deaths from a recent earthquake. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Call now.
Where's Fred? Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Okay, so if you don't have a television or internet or have been living under a rock, then you probably haven't heard the name Alex Murdaugh this last week, and we won't rehash it. It's the in two sentences or less or thereabouts, it's the attorney from South Carolina that's accused of killing his wife and son on their, I didn't realize it was this big, 1,800-acre hunting area ranch. It had dog kennels and stuff, and the wife and son
Yeah, they actually have other people's dogs there, too. So
yeah.
They kind of have a kennel situation.
They do.
I think for hire.
Yeah. I know that, like, the neighbor kid had his dog there because that was part of the evidence that was presented at or close to when the prosecution believes the murders occurred. And so, anyway, Murdaugh was ultimately charged with the killing of his wife and son. He was also the person that called 911 claiming he found the bodies of his wife and son. 911 comes out. And this, I think the significant thing, we can start with this. The significant thing was that the murders happened near the kennels, and that's quite a distance from the house. They had to take a golf cart to get to it. And when the officers showed up in the initial interview on the night of the incident, and it's a videoed interview taken from the interior of the patrol car, and they're asking, the officer is asking Murdaugh if he had, among other things, if he had been down to the kennels that day. He said at the interview, no. And then later testified and that, yes, he had indeed been down to the kennels and that he lied. And he gave a number of reasons why he lied and why he was not honest on that point, but then claims every other part of the investigation, he was truthful and cooperative with law enforcement. The only lie he told was as it relates to whether or not he was had gone down to the kennels at all that day. And that was his lie. Okay. And, you know, Denise and I were talking, Cal and I were talking about this, and there's so much to unpack here. But Denise, just overall impressions, just, after all of the evidence of the week, after Murdaugh's testimony, cumulatively, do you think it helped his defense, hurt his defense, or kept it pretty much status quo? It's the, thanks for talking, but that doesn't really do a whole lot.
I think it raised more questions than answers.
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, he's a very skilled lawyer. There's no doubt about it. You can tell by the way he controls himself and he answers the questions, and he is in control.
Yes.
And that bothers me a lot, too. Because if my wife and my son had been murdered so badly, I'm not sure that I could keep control. I'm not sure I could do that. I don't know.
Did you have a chance to watch all the testimony, or were you watching recaps and stuff?
I've only been able to watch some of the testimony, not all of it. You know, it's like the train wreck. You can't look away, so you get started on it, and you could lose hours.
I remember, was it last year when they were doing the trial of the kid in Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of question about whether or not his tears were, he was trying to force himself to cry or not, and whether or not that was genuine remorse and stuff. I was watching live, I saw Murdaugh testify, and there were times where he broke down, and if it wasn't legitimate, he was a good actor as far as that. It didn't seem forced. It seemed like somebody breaking down doing that. But then again, you look at it and you say, is that because he's remorseful that somebody killed his wife and son? Or is he remorseful because he killed his wife and son, right?
Or, I mean, he's no longer on drugs. This guy was doing OxyContin, which is like the heaviest drug you can even imagine.
Yep.
And he was doing, 3,000 pills or something god-awful.
He said he was taking anywhere between 1,600 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams. These were 30 milligram pills that he was taking, which puts it up to 100 pills a day.
Which most people would not be able to function. That's the truth.
So,
but he'd been doing it for years, like 10 years or something ridiculous. So you wonder also about what he does remember, what he doesn't remember, how much was in a drunken or a drug stupor, or how much is made up because of his paranoia that he had and all the stuff that was coming down with it. I mean, I just don't know, but this guy is a very skilled person in his testimony. He's given it a lot of thought. He's given it almost too much thought.
Yeah.
And he's good at the code words, Denise. He's good at manipulating what he says in a way that makes it difficult to fully comprehend its meaning sometimes.
I think that's true, but he also is very good at not letting the prosecutor manipulate his words, too.
Yes.
He's very clear about cleaning up language that he would not use to describe what happened or what his circumstances were. And, for example, the prosecutor said, and then you jetted away from the dog kennel. And he goes, well, I left the dog kennel, but I wouldn't say jetted away. And he goes, but you left very quickly and you were back at the house in 2 minutes. Yes. Well, then you jetted away. No. And see, the prosecutor made so many mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest thing that I got out of this, was just the mistakes the prosecutor did, because he got mad.
Yeah. Rule number one.
Uh-oh.
Rule number one about cross-examination, right? And I don't care which book you read. Ultimately, they all get back to this. Cross-examination, an effective cross-examination, is all about the attorney's ability to control the witness, to control the flow of information. That's why on cross-examination you ask leading questions, questions that could be answered with a yes or a no. And look, sometimes cross-examining a witness is like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. I mean, they're slippery as all get out, but you want to maintain that control. And from the get-go, this prosecutor lost the control of the witness. I saw one early on. He went up and he had a the prosecutor had an exhibit. It was a like a wallet that had a badge in it, and there were some other documents inside that. And he hands it to Murdaugh to identify this badge because it was supposed to be Murdaugh's badge as a volunteer solicitor in the state of South Carolina. And Murdaugh started pulling things out of the wallet to look at the back, and the prosecutor's like, "Well, no, don't look at that." And Murdaugh, "I just want to read this and see this and see this." And it, from that point on, there was no control over the witness because he wasn't doing the – he shouldn't have never even let him hold the badge. Just, "I'm holding in front of you this. Do you recognize it?" "Yes. What is it?" "That's my badge." "Is this the badge that was issued to you as a volunteer solicitor?" "Yes, it was. I asked this be moved into evidence. Move on."
"Or I need to look at it. Your Honor, may he?" I mean, should the judge have intervened at that
no,
point?
No. It happened the way it was going to happen.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's kind of like the glove don't fit. I mean, honestly, you don't ask a question or give something to a witness that allows for them to take control of that item.
Good point. Good point.
Another point. When the prosecutor would ask a question and Murdaugh would give the answer, and then there would be this period of silence where the prosecutor's maybe moving on to another point and getting ready to move into another area of examination. You'd have like... And then Murdaugh would talk again. He'd say, and by the way, I mean, what I mean by that is, and he's talking to the jury doing, I mean, there should have been objection, move to strike, no question pending, you know, and there was none of that. And
yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. And the worst part was that the prosecution, they always say, be careful what you ask if you don't know the answer. The prosecution knew the answer.
Yeah.
And so when he asked the question and he got the answer from Murdaugh, but not in the tone or not in the way that he wanted or the guilty expression that he could have elicited from Murdaugh, he asked it again a different way. And then he didn't get the response. It was the answer that he knew was going to be the answer, but he didn't get it in the way he wanted it. And that was just so wrong. He should have sat back and then just done it, checked off a list every time he got that kind of an admission. You know, it's true, you had a client that had broken, could no longer see and lost their eyesight or their hearing, right?
Yep.
And he goes, yes, and you took all of their money. Yes. He should have left it at that.
Move on, that's right.
Exactly.
We'll pick up some more on this. It's Critique the Prosecution Day. But, boy, there was certainly a lot to critique. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Come back and hear more thoughts.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Here's Fred Penn. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Boys are weird. You are a loser.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So, one of the things that I used to try to convince young prosecutors of when I was... I trained people in trial work for a good period of time as a prosecutor. And there were a couple of things, but one in particular was... It's very difficult to transfer your emotion as a lawyer to the jury, to get the jury to be angry or sympathetic or anything simply because you are. Anger in particular, it's very difficult to transfer the emotion of anger to get the jury as angry about a case right out of the get-go. And what I would tell them is, look, step back and ask yourself, why are you angry about this? Why is it that the facts of this case as a prosecutor make you angry, upset, and justice needs to be done? And it's because, I mean, were you angry about this when you first got the file on your desk and picked it up and saw the charges? No, you got angry about this when you methodically went through the evidence and then saw how one piece of evidence might play against the other and saw the full spectrum of the evidence, and that's what caused you to have this feeling. And about the case. And I think a mistake that attorneys make is when they're angry right out of the gate and they expect the jury to be just as angry as they are, forgetting that the jury has not taken this journey that you have taken through evidence to get to that point. And that is a mistake I think the prosecutor made.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. There are so many times when I have an opposing party or opposing witness where my tactic is to actually sit back at the desk and not get up and not go to them, not be a presence in any way. Now, I'm not playing for a jury in my cases. Mine are all judge trials. But I'll sit back and I'll talk very low and very slow and very nice, and I warm the witness up before I start getting into anything that could be even potentially harming. And I never ask the question in a way like, did you do that? Never. It's more like, so this happened, is that right? And then you did this, is that right? And then it's true, you did this as well, right? I mean, that's how I get them in, because you don't want to put them right away on the defense. You want to get the best of that witness out. And then utilize what you get.
Exactly, exactly. I remember a type of question that it was in a training, and they said, I'm going to ask you a question, and what's wrong with this question? Let's say you got a witness on the stand, and you ask the question, well, sir, do you still beat your wife? And that's the question. What's wrong with that? Well, because it assumes that he ever did in the first place. If he says yes, then he admits he abuses his spouse. If he says no, then he's implicitly admitting, well, I used to in the past, but I don't anymore, right? So there's problems with questions like that. This cross-examination, and shockingly, with almost zero objection from the defense, almost none, this cross-examination was replete with stuff like, so when you got the idea that you were going to lie about this and make up an alibi, you then did this and this, no objection that, well, Murdaugh was the one who caught it every time and said, well, first of all, I disagree with your assertion that I made up an alibi. I didn't make up an alibi. And yes, I admitted that I lied to the officers, and he was consistent with this, about whether or not I was at the kennel, and I didn't lie about anything else. And he would undo the question, so he was doing okay. But that cross-examination took forever, and it could have taken less time and maybe have even been more effective for the prosecution if there had been either self-restraint or objections, with the court sustaining those objections.
Right. It took too long, and the questions a lot of times were the same questions, maybe asked in just a little different method or a little different delivery, but it was, substance of it was the same. And I think that the prosecution's going to lose the jury. I think they're going to lose the jury when you get into that, where it's be repeat and you become bored with the testimony and bored with the questioning. You don't tend to pay attention as much. And so that's just my feeling on it. I feel bad for the prosecution just because I think he just literally made the mistakes that you're not supposed to make, that you learn quickly that you're not supposed to do.
Okay, well, I don't read minds, obviously. If I could, I'd be in a completely different situation. But this was my thought on it, because I agree with you. I did some research on the prosecutor. I did some research on the prosecutor, Creighton Waters, and you know, he's pretty much a career grand jury prosecutor. And what do you not have in grand juries? Well, you don't have cross-examination. You don't have defense attorneys. I mean, you're just there presenting evidence to the grand jury. You'll call witnesses. But really, nobody's challenging anything. And then almost everything that I read referred to him as an aggressive negotiator after he'd get the indictment. And so I don't know how much experience he has actually trying cases with cross-examination, but he was highly touted as being aggressive, and I felt like I was watching somebody that had read what was said about him and was trying to live up to that reputation. But, again, going back to what I used to teach prosecutors, and I think that they should still adhere to this, prosecutors don't win cases. Evidence wins cases. Anytime as a prosecutor you think you're winning a case because, you know, you've got the silver tongue and you're just a master salesman or whatever, you need to take a long look in the mirror to make sure that you're still achieving convictions with beyond reasonable doubt evidence. So you have one of three situations. Either a case is being won because of a prosecutor, a case is being won because the evidence was great, or the case was being won in spite of the prosecutor. I've seen all three situations in my career, and in this one right now, I feel like if he is convicted, Murdaugh, it's either because of, look, the evidence was there, or it was in spite of what the prosecutor did.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he could still pull it out. We don't know. But here's what I think. Murdoch's firm was a 100-year-old firm, and Murdoch's firm was very unique because it not only served as like the district attorney's office, but it also served as the public defender's office. I mean, that inherently is kind of, yeah, they did defense as well, maybe conflict counsel, I don't know. But they served two different roles that were kind of contrary to each other. But Murdoch wasn't into the criminal side of it so much. Murdoch was more into the personal injury, wrongful death, all of that kind of stuff. And the way that he had cheated his law firm was astounding. And not just the law firm, the victims of his crimes were his own clients that had horrendous injuries. And he would say, look, I got you guys $150,000, and give that to them. And then behind the scene, his firm is getting $4 million, and he's taking, you know, another two off the side. And so that's how he was operating and cheating and stealing from these really horrific victims. And the victims were just glad to get some money. You know, they didn't realize how much money they were getting.
Yeah.
And so talk about a skilled negotiator. I mean, he had to be an extremely skilled negotiator, one, to keep it out of trial, and two, to be able to negotiate huge settlements. And that's what he did.
I think if there's any public service announcement thing to take away from all of this, and honestly, his Murdoch's statement of how many OxyContin pills he was taking. First off, if he was taking what he said he was taking on the stand, I got a problem with how it adds up, because that does not equate. That does not add to $60,000 a month. I'm sorry, that maybe
he's dead.
Week.
Maybe
no, it was
paying
$60,000 a week. Maybe $6,000 a week.
Maybe he's paying somebody off, Todd.
But he also does, I believe, have pending charges for drug trafficking in a separate case, separate to this.
Well, he should. He should. And you know what? That's my sister's obsessed with this case, and her feeling is he went back up to the house, and his wife and son were shot, but he paid off the person that did it. And so, being a skilled attorney, what he decided to do was take his the own defense because of what the prosecution's case was. They're not looking for another accessory to this murder. They have never done it. And I think he can point his finger at somebody else.
Yeah, they're going to say, look, when the prosecution says the only conclusion from this evidence is that he's guilty, the defense is going to stand up and say, and the only reason we only have this evidence is because they didn't investigate anything else. We're done with an hour, folks. Next hour, we got Supreme Court cases about Twitter, Katie Holmes update. Oh,
Katie Holmes or Elizabeth Holmes?
Elizabeth Holmes, sorry. Watching a show on TV
and
last
case
night.
Or no case, I'll take you to Walmart.
Man, sounds good.
It's all going to be fun. Next hour right here on Radio Law Talk. If you stay right there, we promise we will all be right back after the top of the hour, 6 minutes after. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.